Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
That's Bobby Darin, ladies and gentlemen. Bringing us back the late, great Bobby Darin. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things that will help you there. And we also want to know what you think. We ask a different poll question every week, so check it out. And when you click your answer, you'll see how things are going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which is right there off the homepage as well. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Rick Maurer is our guest. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? And also Beyond the Wall of Resistance. We're talking about asking the right question when you should. Rick, before we go any further, though, tell us how we can find you and your book.
Sure thing. Just go to Rick Maurer, which is maurer.com.
All right. And they can find both books there?
They can find both those. They can also
All your articles? And
yeah, and a newer book called Feedback Toolkit, which really covers some of the kind of stuff we're talking
right.
about today.
Right. So. Can they hear any of your trombone medleys there? See, Rick. By the way, folks, Rick is a high end trombonist. He's a world class trombonist. And I have never said that to you, folks. I've never told you about this. I've never outed you like this, Rick, before. But you should put out some of your pieces on your website.
I should. I am doing one for the combo that I have.
All right. Well, you need to put that up on your website.
Okay.
I think that'll add some value.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank
you. All right. Okay. We're talking about asking the question, what do you think? And what are the chances that we don't ask our people that enough because we're afraid if they give us a good answer that we know is right, but it hurts kind of, right. You know, we can't really don't know what to deal with the answer. It kind of puts us into a management bind. What do you think?
Well, no, I agree with you. In fact, advice I give myself as well as my clients is only ask for feedback if you're prepared to hear what you're going to hear back. If you're asking for feedback because you want people to go, wow, Jim, you did it again. We are so lucky to be working with you. Then that's probably not the time to work to ask for it. But if you say, I really do. I want to hear what you have to say. That's the time to ask.
Well, I used to be a consultant to businesses, one-on-one years ago before I started doing this, and I remember being called into businesses and to try to help them work out some stuff. And so I'd go out and talk to the folks, some of the managers, for example, out in the business, and they'd say, oh, another one like you, as it turned out, I was another in the line of, however many that the boss brought in to try to fix things, but he got lots of answers, but he never listened to any of it.
Right. Yeah. And those are just killers.
Yeah.
You know, so I have a test for your listeners, and it's a really simple one.
We love tests.
Yeah.
And homework, too.
And homework. Okay, good. So, boys and girls, take out your pencil and paper. The test is a really simple one, and it's when's the last time somebody criticized you or something you're doing at work? And if the answer is, I can't remember, then it's one of two things. Either you run a perfect business, or it's very difficult for people to tell you the truth.
Or they don't care.
Or they don't care, yeah.
Either way, you got a problem.
You got a problem. You know, but the big thing is if people aren't criticizing, and criticizing could also be saying, hey, this is a good idea, but I think we ought to do it this way. If you're not even hearing that kind of stuff, I think there's a problem, and it may be the indifference you talk about, or it could be they're afraid to tell you.
But if you are the kind of manager that is open to responses to what do you think, then it won't sound like criticism. It'll sound like, hey, I got an idea, boss.
Exactly.
And that's a good thing. That's where you want to get to, isn't it?
It's exactly where you want to
get to. Because you're never going to be perfect. You can't seek perfection, folks, only excellence.
That's good. And also, a lot of people say, well, how do you motivate people? How do you do this stuff? You know, man, if people feel like they also have skin in the game, that their opinion counts, that they've got to think, that you know, there's been a lot to show. That counts for a lot in people wanting to stay with you, wanting to do the work, you know, feeling like this. I want to make this company successful.
Right. Absolutely. And so learn to say, do we need to practice this? Is this something we need to practice? What do you think? Is that, I mean, do we need to take it like in baby steps if we're not doing it? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, some of your listeners might be going, you know, these guys are right, and I just haven't done it in a long time, and they know what to do, so they don't have to do baby steps. But other people, if that's not your normal thing, then what I would say is pick a particular item, like customer service or mm-hmm. some issue, that, and say, you know, we're going to spend the last 10 minutes of or 15 minutes of our Monday staff meeting, and here's what I want to hear. What's working, what's not working with regard to customer service?
What about this, Rick? What if, you know, every boss, every manager has someone come up to them and say, hey, boss, we got this problem.
Yeah.
And what about in a situation like that, you start saying, oh, okay, you listen to them, and then you say, what do you think?
Yeah.
Just about that one little problem, not some sweeping a sea change, but that one little customer issue. What do you think?
I think that's a great thing, and also it helps the leader avoid the trap of people trying to dump their problems on
right.
your back.
Well, see, I tell my folks, don't bring me a problem unless you've come up with some kind of a solution.
Yeah.
You know, I need to know that you've thought about it enough that you've got some idea about how to fix it. I mean, it might not be perfect. It might not be the one we use, but at least it gets the thought started.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, give us that website one more time.
Sure thing. It's Rick Maurer, Maurer.com.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be with Jim.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. Why Don't You Want What I Want is one of his books, and Beyond the Wall of Resistance is the other one, and there's another one out there, too. And look forward to that trombone solo that I'm expecting him to have up on his website real soon. 10 till the hour, special recognition for some very important people after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.